And then there was the last thing, perhaps the most important thing he said that evening. He didn't just warn the disciples what was going to happen and tell them what they must do. He also prayed for them. Yes, he prayed for them, and not only that, he prayed for everyone who would come to know him through them, people like you. Why, some of you are so young, you couldn't even have been born when he was alive. Yet he, Jesus, the Son of God, prayed for you. Let me share with you some of the words he spoke as he prayed to his Father, to our Father. He said, "I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours." Later he said, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." And hear this, he said, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word." You see, he prayed for each of you, if you believe in him, and he prayed for everyone who will come to know him. So that means, if you tell someone about him, if you share what he's done in your life, and that helps another person to know him, he, our Lord and Saviour, has already prayed for that person. Oh, how wonderful is that? He thought of everything. He said much more than those few sentences. It is something else I encourage you to read and ponder. But for now, let's go on to what happened later that same evening.